morning, good afternoon, good evening, whoever listens to this podcast. This is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and his mercies endureth forever. If your Bible kindly turn to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 1, verse number 1. Psalms chapter 1, verse number 1. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Psalms 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. The true Christian is a changed person, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. Every born-again Christian is a new creature. And that person must live according to the consonance of the Lord. Hallelujah. His or her thinking and thought are in consonance with the Lord. The true Christian does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the ways of sinners, nor in the seat of the scornful. We must walk our talk as Christians and live in faith. Hallelujah. The word walk in the Hebrew is halak. Halak, meaning along, appease, or follow. The word walk in the Hebrew simply means is halak, meaning along, appease, or follow. The word counsel in the Hebrew is asto, meaning advice. The word ungodly in the Hebrew means rasha, meaning morally wrong. The word stand in the Hebrew is amed, meaning to abide, dwell, or continue. The word scornful in the Hebrew is lutz, meaning mock or mockery. Hallelujah. The Christian should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Our way of thinking, our way of talking, our general behavior as a Christian must be in consonance with the word of God. We should not sit in the seat of the scornful. We should not sit in the seat where people mock and call ourselves Christians. No. Whenever we come a changed person, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, sorry. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. If you are a Christian, if you are born again and are able to influence your colleagues, then your Christianity is questionable. If you are a Christian, you cannot influence your old friends, then your Christianity is questionable. Because blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. The Christian should not dwell in such places, and this will bring blessing and happiness to the Christian or the godly. Hallelujah. I have started today's podcast as the happiness of the godly. The happiness of the godly. Hallelujah. Now, let's see some reason why we should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Let's see some reason why we should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. One, evil communication. In fact, evil communication, those we associate ourselves with, can easily influence our conduct as a Christian. So we must be careful those we associate ourselves with, because evil communication corrupts good manners. Hallelujah. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, 1 Corinthians 15, 33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You may come from a very good Christian home, but your association with those who are not godly will corrupt your good manners. So be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Another reason why we should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly is to depart from all forms of evil. As Christians, we should depart from all forms of evil. The Christian must depart from all forms of evil and live for Christ. Hallelujah. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. This was an advice Paul gave to the early Christians in Thessalonica, that they should abstain from all appearance of evil. He's not saying they should go and sin. He's not saying they are evil deeds, but he wants them to abstain from all appearance of evil. Hallelujah. Another reason why we should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly is there's a blessing or there's happiness whenever we shun ungodliness and stick to what is good. There's a blessing that comes with it. It brings blessings and joy to us when we abstain from all ungodliness. In Psalm 1, verse number 1, our sermon text for today, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. There's a blessing in it when we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. Another reason why we should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly is to please God. In order to please God, you and I must walk in godliness. In fact, it is a must to walk in godliness if we want to please God. In Romans chapter 8, verse number 8, the Apostle Paul wrote to those in Romans chapter 8, verse number 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Any form of ungodliness is flesh. Any form of sin is flesh. And we cannot please God if we are in that state. Hallelujah. Another reason why we should abstain, we should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, is to glorify God. When we disassociate ourselves from any form of ungodliness, we bring glory to ourselves and to the Lord. It's always imperative for you and I to bring glory to the living God. It gladdens the heart of the Lord when we live in glory to Him. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bible to the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 9, verse number 6. Leviticus chapter 9, verse number 6. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear on you. Hallelujah. These are some of the reasons why we should not sit in the counsel of the ungodly. Because of evil communication, we can easily be influenced by evildoers. We should depart from all forms of evil. In fact, we should not associate ourselves with evildoers. There's a blessing whenever we disassociate ourselves from ungodly people. It pleases God all the time when we disassociate ourselves from ungodliness, and it glorifies God whenever we disassociate ourselves from any form of ungodliness. Hallelujah. Now, how to disassociate ourselves from ungodliness? How to disassociate ourselves from ungodliness? Let's go back to our sermon text for today. Psalms 1, verse number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at some of the ways that we can disassociate ourselves from all ungodliness. If there's a blessing in disassociation from ungodliness, then how can we as Christians disassociate ourselves from ungodliness? One of the main things to do is to delight in the word of God. One of the surest ways to disassociate ourselves from all forms of ungodliness is to delight in the word of the Lord. The more we read and study and act upon the word of God, the more we distance ourselves from ungodliness. In Psalms 1, verse number 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. Another way to disassociate ourselves from ungodliness is to meditate on the word. Meditation on the word. Joshua was taxed by the Lord to meditate on the word day and night in order to make him prosper. Joshua chapter 1 verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. After Joshua took over from Moses, his master, he was taxed to meditate on the word day and night. This is the surest way to disassociate ourselves from all ungodliness. Another way to disassociate ourselves from ungodliness is to do good and not evil. In Paul's letter to the early Christians, he taxed them not to render evil for evil. When we do good and not evil, we disassociate ourselves from all form of ungodliness. Romans chapter 12, verse number 17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Hallelujah. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Hallelujah. Another way to disassociate ourselves from ungodliness is to acknowledge God in all our things. Acknowledging God in all our endeavors is one of the ways to disassociate ourselves from ungodliness. In Genesis 39 verse 9, let's see an account in Genesis 39 verse number 9, what Joseph did. There is no greater in this house than I, neither thou hast he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Hallelujah. Joseph was able to acknowledge God in all his endeavors. So he was able to run away or flee when he was being tempted by Potiphar's wife. Hallelujah. Genesis 39 verse number 9. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. Now how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Hallelujah. Another way to disassociate ourselves from all ungodliness is to flee from ungodliness. We must flee from any form of ungodliness. Don't try to entertain ungodliness. We must flee. The Apostle Paul cautioned Timothy to flee from youthful lust in 2 Timothy 2 verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of pure heart. Hallelujah. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. Some of the ways to disassociate ourselves from ungodliness is to delight in the word of God. In Psalms 1 verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. We must meditate on the word of God as a way to disassociate ourselves from all forms of ungodliness. Joshua was taxed to meditate upon the word of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. Another way to disassociate ourselves from ungodliness is to do good and not evil. Romans chapter 12 verse 17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Hallelujah. We must also acknowledge God in all things. In Genesis 39 verse number 9, there is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Hallelujah. We must flee all forms of ungodliness. We must flee any form of ungodliness. Don't try to entertain ungodliness. We must flee. The Apostle Paul cautioned Timothy to flee from youthful lust in 2 Timothy 2, verse number 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a blessing in disassociating ourselves from ungodliness and doing what is good. As Christians, we must do what is right in the sight of the Lord and be blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. Search for Pastor Edu wherever you get your podcast. And remember to subscribe to my podcast. Stay blessed, stay focused, and stay in the faith. Amen.